Well, first of all, Peter, looking at St Unions against Four Masters, once again these sides will be clashing in the quarter-final of the championship.
Yeah, a very, very good contest. Four Masters have been going very, very well this year, and St Unions maybe not as well as they have been in other years, but I suppose when these games get around to be played, will be in the height of the summer, and you would expect that St Unions will have come on a good bit, and that should be a really interesting tie. Probably we don't know some of the other ties yet because of playoffs, but at the moment that looks a standout tie along with the Glenswilly-Gidore game.
Well, in that game, Peter, Gidore, of course, will be looking to keep a close eye and try and contain Michael Murphy. He scored a brilliant 112 at the weekend in their second leg one against Glenfinn to progress.
Yeah, some performance by an individual player, even at club level in Donegal. We haven't seen the like of that maybe since Brendan Devaney back maybe 10 years ago when he was knocking over some great scores. I think he scored 14 points or something in a county final. Michael Murphy's performance, probably the standout performance at the weekend. And, Glenswilly, this will be a massive tie as well, because Gidore, even though probably they weren't, troubled so much against Buncrana, this will be a tie that both sides will expect to maybe do well and reach that semi-final. Both would have big ambitions. Gidore have been maybe in the doldrums a little bit in recent years, but they have the players, and you would expect them to be there or thereabouts. And Glenswilly going well again after maybe a bit of a lull last year when they were probably lucky to stay in Division 1, but they achieved that and they've been going very well this year, maybe more as a team, playing very well. They had trouble from the camp last year, which didn't help. This year, they seem to be pulling together, and if they do, they will have the players to trouble any club as well.
Dunloe, as expected, won at home on Sunday, beating Termin. They won both legs safely into the last eight, but they're going to have to await the winners of Ardrah and Killybegs. The two South Donegal sides, of course, needing a third game to decide who goes through.
Yeah, Dunloe, I suppose, always when they won the first leg in Termin, they were always going to be favoured to get through, and even though they were short quite a number on Sunday in that second leg against Termin, they did enough. Not a great game by all accounts, but they won't worry about that at this stage. They have been at this stage a good few times in the past, and for the likes of Adrian Sweeney and Raymond and them, this is becoming to maybe the last chance saloon to get to this county final. They will meet Ardrah or Killybegs, and that will be a very interesting playoff when it takes place. Both the playoffs are involving Southwest clubs. I was at that game yesterday, and Killybegs, if they could reproduce their first half performance over a full 60 minutes, then very, very few teams would live with them. They were excellent in the first half, and they had Conor Malloy back, and they had Paul McGinley back. It's a very, very young team, apart from Mark Boyle. But the other interesting thing was it was their first time for most of those players to win a championship match. So they'll have learned from that as well. Ardrah, on the other hand, have been severely hit by injuries, and then they lost Damien Dibber to a straight red card yesterday, and he will be out for that playoff. So both teams will feel that they can get through to that quarter final, and if they do, they wouldn't fear Dunloe either, so it would be a very even quarter final when it takes place.
Well, the last of the quarter final draws see St Michael's taking on the winners of another playoff. St Michael's, of course, had two emphatic victories against Fannet Gaels in the first round. Niamh Connell pulled it out of the bag yesterday, winning by a point to force a third game in Kilcare.
Their backs were really against the wall in this game, and it was a very, very tight encounter all through. There were 6 points all at half-time after Kilcare had raced into a four-point lead early on, and it was nearly point for point. But when Kilcare went ahead in the second half, it looked like they had done enough, but Niamh Connell then got 2 points in front. Kilcare had got it back to one with a great point from Michael Hegarty, and then they had a chance through young Patrick McBrearty to level it in injury time. And it was a very, very good chance. Their other free-taker at the time, Ashley Carr, was off the field, having been replaced. And it was a big ask, though, of a 16-year-old to take a free to put them into that quarter-final draw. But as it is, they're in it anyway. And that playoff will be, will be looked forward to. There's the Southwest Derbies remember in the past used to always be very good. There used to be a lot of them played in the old Fintra field. Maybe the new Eamon Byrne Memorial Field in Fintra now would be a good venue for that game. It certainly would draw a huge crowd on a Saturday evening or a Sunday, so people will be looking forward to that. But once they get through, they'll meet a St. Michael's team who will have plenty of time to prepare. So, you know, St. Michael's probably won't be too worried, given their form so far, who they meet in that quarter-final, and it'll certainly be a very close encounter.
Finally, Peter, we do, of course, have to wait now till the qualifiers comes to an end before we see any action in the club championship.
Yeah, well, we'll know that on Saturday week. This is a Donegal have been drawn away to Armagh, and so a real test for John Joe Doherty, and he'll be hoping that the likes of Michael Murphy will bring that club form through to the county in the next couple of weeks, and he'll also be hoping, I suppose, that other players might step up to the mark. Colin McFadden was going very well for St. Michael's in that championship match as well. They obviously will be without Dermot Malloy, so it's, you know, it's nearly a fairly obvious choice that Colin McFadden will come back in, and he actually will be playing his 100th game for Donegal in that qualifier game against Armagh. And if he stays injury-free and can reproduce the form he did against Fannad, and Murphy could bring Saturday night's form to the table, then, you know, there'd be maybe a little bit more confidence behind Donegal travelling to Armagh. But overall, it'll be a very, very tough encounter. But if they get through that, then the Donegal Championship will be put on hold until such time. I think Donegal, the winners of that Saturday night will be out 2 weeks after that again, so I can't see any games being played until the qualifiers are done and dusted.